Welcome back. We're taking a look at the joy of giving, the power of being good. Man, I tell you what, we could call this section Power Saturday section. Person is ill, laid up maybe in a wheelchair for life because of an accident. Someone is able to help bring you out of the doldrums. You're grateful for being alive in this world. You feel shielded and protected from stress. And you're able to gather the strength that you need to move ahead, not physically, but in life. You feel at rest. And in fact, you may even be able to laugh. I tell you who I'm thinking about as we go through this. We're talking about someone who is able to laugh after a tragic accident has left the person paralyzed from the neck down for life. Johnny Erickson Tata used to be a great skier, and she was out skiing one day and things went terribly wrong. She crashed and never walked again. But wow, what a beautiful spirit. And she can laugh. She often encourages and comforts other people. And I mean, this has been going on for years and years now. I don't mean it just happened for 6 months. She was really just strong, vibrant. Not just 10 or 12 months, several years. You feel at rest. Sometimes you're laughing, and that, of course, is healthy. It's all part of the affirmation, the tranquility, the security of being loved. Someone set themselves aside and bestowed their full and attentive presence. This person didn't do anything big, quote unquote. They didn't put themselves at any risk, running out in front of a car to snatch you up out of the path of the car so that you wouldn't be run down. Nothing like that. They simply behaved with warmth, kindness, patience, and understanding. Perhaps they just asked you in a caring tone of voice and with empathic expression, is there anything you might want to make your stay in this hospital a little more comfortable? Often, small can be very, very beautiful. The quality of your experience as a patient is mostly the accumulation of such small interactions that leave you feeling respected and cared about. We emphasize small acts done with care. You caught those last three words, right? Done with care. Small acts done with care. These acts heal, and they are themselves a form of medical intervention and treatment. That's part of the reason that very often when they know that someone's going to be going into surgery, they would like for someone who means a lot to that patient to be there with them before they go into surgery and to be there with them immediately after surgery and they've come out of their anesthetic stupor. They want them to be able to see someone who they care about and who cares about them, because it helps immensely with the recovery process. In general, people who live loving lives find life gratifying. They find it meaningful, joyful, and hopeful. While they love other people for their own sake, as a byproduct, they come to realize that in the giving of themselves lies the discovery of a deeper and more flourishing self. They'll often find renewal and resilience in this gift called love when life gets challenging. Usually, they'll find soul partners or deep friends who share their concerns and commitments as they journey in the path of love. As a result, community forms around that love. Love isn't to be relegated just to the arid, dry, lonely portrait of human suffering. There's buoyancy in love, loving continually, even when life is, for the most part, going well. But sometimes love is completely unappreciated, unacknowledged, and even mocked. People who love other people and who have done no wrong may find themselves under attack, rejected, disrespected, even hated. There's something about love that elicits fury, especially in those whose cynicism is threatened by love. The children of love don't seek their misery. That would be pathological, but sometimes suffering finds them and they just accept it. They wish it were not so, and yet they believe that if they continue to love to the very end, even unto death, there'll be a mysterious new dawn that results. For their way of being in this world is going to leave its mark in some ways great and some ways small. That unchanging love can and often will echo in eternity. Someone said that great visionary people have understood that doing the right thing will often cause some degree of misunderstanding and produce suffering. Other people expect goodness to be rewarded with trophies in one form or another. They sometimes lose faith and turn bitter when they encounter rejection and pain. But visionaries grow in faith during the hard times. Other people perceive all pain as an evil waste. There's no greater visionary than the prophet who is responsible for the central chapters of Isaiah. And I know many of you have read that and said, wow, awesome. That ancient seer, the prophet Isaiah, saw that suffering could lead to healing and liberation. We'd prefer to think that loving servants of goodness would, after a long and successful life, die peacefully in their beds and all people speak well of them at their funerals. That's too simplistic. It doesn't always turn out that way. There are a lot of people who are passionate about hating people who genuinely love. Let's go ahead and be about the business of loving anyway. Till next time.